A good poem is a contribution to reality. The world is never the same once a good poem has been added to it. Dylan Thomas.
Writing poems and making photographs has kept Roger Pfingsten out of trouble most of his life. If he had taken up dance as well, he wonders if he might have qualified for sainthood. Certainly reading his poems on the Poet's Weave should contribute to such elevation. I am Jenny Kander, and Roger is my guest today. Okay, Roger, give us your best shot.
Ursula Primrose. Never met her. Don't know her at all. All I know is what I heard in the doctor's office. The nurse looking out among us, calling, "Ursula Primrose?" The expectant pause, then again, "Primrose? Is there an Ursula Primrose?" Alas, there wasn't. It seemed Ursula had fled, grown tired of waiting, perhaps, or was called elsewhere by who knows what trick of the human condition. Only her name remained, hanging there, and so I pulled it gently down as the others turned away, not seeming to mind as I tucked it where I wouldn't forget, where later I might bring it forth, mine alone to savor, knowing, too, I would have to share. Harley Boy. When the lady next door graces the small stage of her front porch to call her cat, I stop whatever I'm doing to listen. Her voice, a smoky lilt of Harley Boy. Sometimes, in her white robe, she crosses the road to the edge of the woods, calling into that morning darkness, and I marvel that all creatures therein remain silent to the liquid spell that would certainly bring me purring around her legs for that dish of cream her voice becomes. Mid-morning. Coming up out of my book, no, jerked up out of my book, by the bothersome antics of crows in the poplar. Even Gracie, her feline ears ever alert, leaps to the highest bookshelf. Together we scan the tree, November bare, such fuss, though not so bad as the ATVs our neighbors become, until my eyes slide down to his white breast, a small barrel of a bird, seemingly unruffled by the mobbing, an angry sheen of seven heads determined to send this predator on his way, which happens without warning when he pitches forward, wide-winged, pressed low to the ground by their clever dive-bombing, their cries alone enough to jangle even a raptor's nerves. Gracie and I returning now to our respective pleasures. The book for me, for her the bay window, jaw trembling, objects of desire too quick to count, though one, just one, would do. Flies. Little doors of sunlight left ajar. The flies exit their dark rooms on a windless day in search of the woman on the beach who sits reading under a blue umbrella, her skin oiled because the sun, after 4 days of rain, is telling the truth again. Now and then, as she turns the page, she looks up as if she can see, coming across the lake, the breeze that will lift the flies, troubling her arms and legs. When they bite, she winces, stops and stares, expecting sails, perhaps, their cargo of wind.
Good Poems Added to the World by Roger Pfingsten. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander.